How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation.
A Tale of Two Hygienists presents this week's tipisode, quick and easy tips to keep you up to date and presented by the experts in the profession. Now, get ready for your unofficial tipisode.
Greetings. For today's tipisode, we have a great little question that came from a listener. This listener is very concerned about an assistant in their practice that's been grabbing instruments with a patient exam glove and carrying them into sterilization. Her question is there any law or regulation that she can share with them? I want to thank that listener for bringing this question forward because it is something that we all have to be thinking about. One of the things that we have to be really focused on is determining our day-to-day practices and how we can minimize the handling of instruments that are sharp and are contaminated from treatment. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend that we all minimize the handling of instruments. Looking for things we can do to bring exposure down is one of our main goals as we go through the process of keeping everyone safe, the patient and ourselves. You know, it goes on from here, though. I think that we have to stop for a minute and look and see what the Occupational Health and Safety Administration, or OSHA, has in mind, because their goal is to keep the employee safe, and they mandate bloodborne pathogen standards. So what do they have to say? Well, what they have to say is contaminated sharp instruments must be, and that's a word, must be transported in a closed, puncture-resistant container. It's that simple. Accidents can happen. When instruments are carried in the hand or on an open tray, things can happen. We can trip, we can fall, someone can bump into us. Make sure you have addressed those concerns ahead of time, and it can make all the difference. So look at what it is you're already doing. See what it is you can do to make that better. There are a variety of things you can use for safe transport of contaminated instrument. If your practice uses plastic trays, they have these wonderful little snap-on lids that you can place right on the tray, and this helps prevent instruments from falling, or if you trip from you being exposed or patients being exposed. There are some great other containers, too, that were designed especially for this procedure and for this purpose. My recommendation, as you look at these, they come in tubs, they have lids that come on. I've had a variety of them in my setting, and here's the things that I'm looking for. Number one, I want them to be leak-proof. I don't want anything dripping out. I don't want the possibility of any other potentially infectious material getting onto surfaces. Number two, puncture-resistant. So we don't want anything to be able to poke out the side. Number three, and this is one of the big things for me, is that they're easy to open and easy to close, because when I'm working with sharps after patient care, I should have utility gloves on, which are a little more bulky, so I need to have something that's easy to open and easy to close. And number four, which is going to be appearance, is that they don't stain from chemicals, some of the chemicals you might be using in the back, as well as some of the chemicals you might find on the tray. My policy is that the clinician puts the instruments into the cassette after they finish with the patient, closes the lid to the cassette, and the person cleaning the room puts that cassette into the leak-proof Sharps resistant container with a secured lid. That way we've got two things protecting us. It's the little things we do each day that help keep patients and clinicians safe. Take the time to look and see what you're doing. One simple act of following OSHA requirements can make all the difference. Thank you for your questions and keep them coming. Signing off, Noelle Kelch, and I want to thank Medicom at this time for helping sponsor this tipisode.
We hope you enjoyed this week's tipisode. Be sure to reach out to our guest experts and let them know how helpful their tips were. Follow A Tale of Two Hygienists on Facebook, Instagram, and head over to ataleoftwohygienists.com and subscribe to our newsletter. You can also email us at ataleoftwohygienists@gmail.com and keep listening for more awesome content from your unofficial dental hygiene podcast.